Good morning, Ellen Fanning with you for Life Matters. It's Tuesday morning, and I've got to confess to you, there ain't no one here but us chickens.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, they ain't.
This morning we're talking chickens, or more correctly, we're talking eggs, cage-free eggs. If you've ever seen footage of the life of the battery hen industry, you may have made the switch to free-range eggs, but for the extra cost, do you understand exactly what you're paying for? I don't. The labelling on the carton's pretty vague. It can say 1,500 hens per hectare, but it can also say 10,000 hens per hectare. That's a chook every square metre. Is that your idea of free range? Well, the federal government thinks that's room enough. The consumer group Choice does not. Tom Godfrey from Choice joins me along with Christine Parker, a professor of law at Melbourne University. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
G'day. Tom, I'm not very spatial, so let's start at the beginning. Let's imagine a hectare, green grass. Now let's put 1,500 chooks on that hectare. How much room have the girls got?
Well, let me dramatise it a little bit. Imagine if you and a few friends were in a paddock listening to some classical music with plenty of shelter and plenty of food. You could peck, you could have a dust bath, you're happy. And then if you went inside, there's room to move. There's plenty of space. Now, that is what we think when we think free range, 1,500 hens per hectare. Now, on the other side, let's take 10,000 hens per hectare. Imagine a mosh pit at a heavy metal concert with meaningful access to the outside through an emergency exit.
Right.
That's it. These hens don't even have to go outside to be called free range. And we just think that what's effectively happened is the industrialized egg producers have hijacked a credence claim, because free range, it costs double the price of caged eggs. They want that price premium. At 1,500 hens per hectare, they weren't able to make enough money. They hadn't made the investment in their farms to actually be genuine free range farms. So, look, we are completely dissatisfied with the process. We think the ministers have let consumers down. And now when you go into the supermarket and you see a lot of the big brands from Aldi, Coles, EcoEggs, Farm Pride, Pace Farms, Woolies, the list goes on, there are 19. Those eggs labelled free range, we do not believe meet consumers' expectations.
Okay. Christine, what Tom's talking about there is these new labelling regulations that the federal government's put in, and the emergency exit out of the mosh pit, in his description, is to satisfy the agreed regulation that 10,000 hens per hectare means the girls can have meaningful and regular access to the outside. Just legally, what does that concept even mean?
Legal, meaningful access to the outside. Well, we think it's a very vague concept. The ACCC, the consumer regulator, has been trying to make a common sense understanding of what free range meant, which would be that hens would have to move around freely on an open range on most ordinary days. But it seems to have been watered down with this new standard to just meaningful access, and meaningful doesn't really seem to mean anything at all.
Who was consulted about the new labelling?
This was an initiative of the Consumer Affairs Ministers, and it's under consumer protection law, so you would expect consumers to have been consulted. It's mainly been industry consultation, as far as we can tell. It also hasn't been done according to animal welfare considerations. So this is, I think we need to be really clear here that what's happened here with this standard is that the consumer affairs ministers have said we need something to help consumers understand what free range is, and it's been a completely separate process to any animal welfare consideration. And then we don't know for sure whose perspectives they've taken into account, but it certainly appears that the outcome that's come out suits the larger egg producers who've been producing free-range eggs at 10,000 hens per hectare. It doesn't match consumers' intuitive understanding of animal welfare, which Tom just explained beautifully, and it doesn't help those producers who genuinely have been wanting to invest in their business and figure out ways to do egg production in a way that meets animal welfare requirements and consumer understanding.
So, Tom, when I go to the supermarket and I reach out my right arm towards a wall of eggs, is there any way to tell whether this is free range in your first example, listening to classical music under a nice shelter, or whether or not the girls have been in a mosh pit? How do I tell?
Well, look, at the moment, there are a couple of brands that declare stocking densities at 1,500 hens per hectare on pack. So if you're lucky, you'll see that. So that's really, at the moment, the only guide. Choice is actually developing a buying app for shoppers that will be released later this week that will enable you to construct a virtual reality by scanning the pack. So you'll actually be able to see what the stocking density is on those.
But the producer of the eggs isn't required to write it on the packet?
Not at the moment, but under the new laws,
the carton,
they will be.
I should
say.
Yeah,
that's right, on the carton. So under the new laws, when they eventually come in, the producer will have to declare the stocking density. But our fact, and the point that we've been making through this whole debate, this process was set up to ensure consumers' expectations were met. Now, that hasn't happened. What's happened is that we've got a definition of free range that meets the industrialised egg producers' expectations and their desire to profit on the back of a much more expansive and definition that doesn't meet consumers' expectations. So we're disappointed in that sense, because what this was built on was the CSIRO's model code, and the CSIRO model code set down a definition for free range, and it was very, very clear. It said for layer hens, a maximum of 1,500 birds per hectare. In fact, it couldn't be more clearer, and the drafters of the code specifically put in there maximum of 1,500. They didn't put in there a maximum of 10,000 birds per hectare. Now, obviously, you know, consumers will be disappointed, but so will genuine free-range farmers who have invested and built a business and a brand and a genuine and legitimate price premium around that definition.
And so, how disadvantaged are they? How much more expensive is it to produce a carton of eggs with 1,500 hens per hectare than 10,000?
Oh, it's significantly more expensive.
Can you quantify it?
I couldn't give you an exact figure, but certainly a genuine free-range farmer could. And the reason is, I mean, if you think about the nature of the food supply, these big industrialised producers are looking to supply Coles and Woolies nationally. So they're having to produce a huge volume on a regular basis.
So is it realistic to imagine that if you enforced the CSIRO's preferred animal welfare model of 1,500 chickens per hectare, could the egg market be supplied with that kind of stocking?
Look, of course it could, but do you know what it'd be supplied as? It'd be supplied as barn raised. And the fact is, you know, all they're
trying to do... So you would just write on the carton, these are, regardless of whether they can get out of the mosh pit through the emergency exit, which is how you describe their access to pasture, that's not good enough. Let's just call them barn raised.
Well, that's right. I mean, this doesn't pass the common sense test. If a free range hen hasn't been outside, I think for most people, it's completely departed from reality. And look, what essentially we're paying for at the moment when we buy free range in the supermarket are barn-raised hens that have laid eggs. That's exactly what we're paying for. So Choice's position through this whole debate has been around truth in labelling.
But that's interesting, isn't it? Truth in labelling. If you end up with more barn-laid eggs, overall you don't improve the welfare for the majority of egg-laying chickens, do you?
But you're just not improving... The point is, you're not improving the welfare at the moment because you're buying free-range eggs with things that you think are free-range that are actually barn-raised. So I think that the fact here is that genuine free-range producers, they deserve a price premium. They've invested in the infrastructure, and we should be able to see that And acknowledge it on PAC. But right now what's happened is the big industrialised egg producers have hijacked that credence claim to get a price premium. In fact, a price premium that the government has calculated the detriment to consumers is $43 million a year for us paying for this dodgy credence claim.
So is this a consumer rights issue or is this an animal welfare issue? Which one do you want to have?
It's both. But the fact is, what we are concerned about is truth in labelling, and this fact that the big industrialised egg producers are making an unrealistic, dodgy claim around what free range is and charging us for the privilege. We want truth in labelling, and we want a definition of free range that meets consumers' expectations.
Christine, you've recently led research into the labelling of a variety of free range food in Australia. Australians are increasingly reaching for free range food. Given this debate, does the consumer need to be more realistic? Should they just reach for barn-laid eggs if, in the end, it's a better quality of life? The chickens aren't outside in a mosh pit attacking each other.
Well, Ellen, I think the issue here is that that increasingly consumers want higher welfare for a whole range of animals that we currently house in intense conditions that don't allow them to express their natural behaviours. And consumers are very concerned about hens in cages. In fact, there's been a big campaign to ban cages or at least substantially improve the conditions in cages, which has happened in Europe. And what's happened is governments have refused to ban cages or increase the animal minimum standards for animal welfare, and as a result consumers have to turn to buying free range because the minimum standards aren't high enough and they don't have confidence in government animal welfare regulations.
I wonder if they're prepared to pay for it though. I mean, Coles and Woolies have a pretty good understanding of price elasticity in Australia, what the consumer's prepared to pay. If they're not prepared to pay it for this animal welfare, then what about the barn? I mean, isn't that the conclusion that you come to?
Well, as Tom says, basically most of those eggs are essentially barn eggs with access to outdoors, and that's what's happened in other countries as well. It ends up being mainly barn with access to outdoors, and that should be clearly labelled as such. But we need to be really careful that even within the barn, they can be very overcrowded. We've focused on outdoor stocking density, but indoors as well, they may be overcrowded, and therefore it creates animal welfare issues.
Tom, you're about empowering the consumer. What do Australians do? Do they just, you know, memorise the numbers? 1,500 per hectare is acceptable, 10,000 is not? Or a boycott, as you're calling for?
That's right. I mean, we obviously have been running this campaign for many years. I think it's approaching a decade. And, you know, we've got to the point now where we've lost faith in the industry and the minister's ability to actually come forward with a common sense definition and solve this problem. So that's why we are calling for a boycott. And you can jump onto choice.com.au/free range and join that action against the 19 big supermarket brands. Because it's not that we don't want you to buy their eggs. It's that we don't want you to pay an excessive price premium unnecessarily. So look, when they change their ways, we'll end that boycott. But there is no visible sign that that's going to happen. And in the meantime, what we'll be doing is providing shoppers with a tool that enables them to, one, find where genuine free-range eggs are being sold and be able to purchase those with confidence. Because, I mean, I think it's really interesting. We talk about the demand for free-range eggs. We know that now 65% of eggs sold are sold as free range, and that is because consumers have an expectation. They want to be making more ethical purchases. So, look, the demand is there, and we think, obviously, for genuine free range eggs that people will continue to pay a price premium. But certainly for those eggs in the supermarket, I'd think twice.
Tom Godfrey from Choice, thanks very much for your time, and thanks also to Christine Parker, Professor of Law at Melbourne University. You're listening to Life Matters with me, Ellen Fanning.